USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. The House has passed and sent to President Biden the $1.7 trillion bill that funds the government through the end of next September. It came with some biting comments from the current House Speaker and the man who hopes to be the next House Speaker.
It is one of the most shameful acts I've ever seen in this body.
I can't help but wonder, had he forgotten January 6th?
Democrat Nancy Pelosi and Republican Kevin McCarthy. The bill includes $858 billion for defense, bans TikTok from all federal devices, and makes explicitly clear the vice president's role in certifying a future presidential election is strictly ceremonial. At airports all across the USA, there are stories like this.
My flight to Frankfurt was at 10 p.m. and got canceled, so we got another flight now at 4 p.m. and I don't know if we're going to be able to be home by tomorrow.
The FlightAware nationwide counts so far about 4,400 flights canceled, 5,400 delayed, thanks to the winter storm that's blasted the USA all week. All flights out of Buffalo's airport have been canceled through tonight. Towns along the coasts of the Great Lakes and the Atlantic are being flooded. Waves are expected to top 30 feet along the coast of Lake Ontario. And more than 1.5 million customers are without electrical power at this hour. Memphis is imposing rolling blackouts in order to save the entire grid. As for tonight in the Northeast, no relief, according to Greg Carden at the National Weather Service.
The winds are not going to let up, and that's going to cause even more misery as far as the wind chill goes. Dangerous below-zero wind chills are expected to be extensive through tonight into tomorrow, basically from the central and southern U.S. through the Northeast.
And behind the storm, it's still dangerous. Denver's mayor says the wind chill there, hitting minus 18, makes it unsafe to go outside. This is USA News.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Heart attack deaths are more likely during the holiday season than any other time of year. And with nearly 1 in 2 Americans having high blood pressure, the leading cause of heart attacks and stroke, this might be the time to take control of your health. Dr. Yvonne Commodore Mensa, cardiovascular nurse epidemiologist with the American Heart Association.
The holidays are a busy, often stressful time for many of us. Routines are disrupted, we may tend to eat and drink more, and exercise and relax less. That's why it's more important than ever to monitor your blood pressure at home or at the doctor's office.
Make your health a priority by taking control of your blood pressure with 4 easy steps.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. These are the steps featured in the American Heart Association short dance video to encourage everyone to make their health a priority this holiday season. Check your blood pressure and share your numbers with the doctor.
For more information, visit nhci.heart.org.
Is this not such a great holiday? If so, you're not alone.
The holidays are supposed to be the happiest time of the year. However, there's a creeping depression for many. Mary Beth Fisk is a licensed counselor in Texas.
For many people who don't have family or friends around, they may feel very isolated during this time of year, and the holiday blues are real.
She says this Christmas we're coming out of COVID. Many people have lost family members, leading to more isolation. Inflation also makes for larger credit card bills, and that adds to the holiday stress as well. Mary Beth says if the depression lasts after the holidays, that might be a sign to get some professional help. I'm Lance Pry.
It's become an acute problem in Chicago, where a third city police officer this week and the seventh this year has died by suicide. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot with advice for us all.
When we know someone is having struggles, that we don't ignore it, that we reach out, that we offer our own assistance, and just to be a listening ear.
Chicago police say the 51-year-old veteran officer who was the latest to die was off duty at the time. Sound advice about keeping your home safe over the holidays. The National Fire Protection Association recommends you test your smoke detector before your Christmas guests arrive. And when you're cooking and entertaining in the same time, gather in the kitchen to keep an eye on that stove and oven. Rich Johnson, USA News.
My Pillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling My Pillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.